And here we go for Zav Chat in Term 2, 2025. I've been halfway around the world since I chatted to Nathan Heaney and the crew just a couple of weeks ago. It's great to be back. And here we are, Bill, with Maytime Fair around the corner.
Absolutely, Shane. And we can't wait to get the insights of that magnificent tour that you
it
had to
great.
The US.
Yeah.
So that's up, but we've got a really important one for today. But before we get started, g'day, Wilbur.
G'day, Mr. Doherty. It's good to be back.
And he's looking pretty fit and well.
He is.
He's been
looking,
a bit crook. He's bounced back.
He has bounced back. So you're looking great, mate. And obviously, we're coming off the back of a really stellar first week of the school. Obviously, Anzac Day was beautifully commemorated.
It was.
Here at school, both on the Thursday and then again on Sunday for Mass. But it was a pretty stirring day as well for anyone who might have been following down at Scotch on the main oval. Gee, our first 18 really kicked off, could I say, all of our winter sport activity, but they did it in fine style. So I'm sure we'll come back to that match at a point in time. It was an absolute classic.
It was.
You obviously loved it and were leading that, or helping to lead that great red and black army of ours. But today, Shane, is all about Maytime Fair. So it's a hell of a start to Term 2, and we've got some beautiful guests joining us as well. We'll introduce them all in due course, but maybe we might start with the guru herself, Katrina Varis. Katrina, welcome.
Thank you for having me here today.
Katrina's role for our Maytime Fair, now over going back quite a number of years, has been nothing short of a seismic. You bring it together with, I know, a great band of volunteers, and we'll get to that, and you're incredibly humble, but you also you work for Jesuit Mission, and you do this on a far more global scale, certainly around the nation.
Yes, so this is just one of my Jesuit Mission events that I organise throughout the year, and this is the big one in Melbourne for the weekend.
Correct. And obviously you have a beautiful connection into Edda Xavier as well as one of our great Kosca families.
Definitely.
Moving through. But Katrina, why don't we get into it, and I'll come to introduce Frank and Rona in a little bit better detail. But let's just get us going. You're racing from here, literally sort of straight out to begin a mammoth organisational enterprise. It doesn't just sort of hop up on a Saturday morning, does it?
No, it's an all year round effort. Really, we've got some volunteers that have been working around the year, collecting and sorting all of our book donations. So this morning we move all of our supplies, so our book donations, our donated toys, and all of our stall bits and pieces and signage, we move them from storage to Xavier this morning. So that's a big move to get everything in place to then get organised for tomorrow and Saturday.
And I should just chip in and say we're recording this on Thursday morning, so literally 48 hours before the siren goes.
And it is a lovely thing, as you I love going in and out over these 48 hours, Shane, and the whole thing just starts to come to life. And
it's
a little
great to watch.
Stall pops up over here, and there's people bussing around.
The Dodgem cars might arrive at about 10 o'clock this morning.
Okay,
so
we might let Mr. Ollett know that one, just to make sure that there's no volunteers to try and test it.
I don't think they'll be able to be ridden this morning.
Yeah, okay, that's good news.
And one thing I noticed at the assembly this week, with a great video that was put together by a lot of the boys and the organisers, and I think a lot of people have been in my boat, that this is all proceeds to the Jesuit Mission, zero to Xavier College. I think most people might have thought Xavier College would take a little bit of the proceeds.
Correct. And why don't you speak a little bit more into this, and then I was keen maybe that we might go over to Frank Cumbo, our Director of Faith and Service, to extend a little bit more on the Jesuit Mission side.
So definitely all the proceeds from Saturday go to Jesuit Mission. We're well supported by Xavier College, with staff and students volunteering throughout the day. We've also got a number of other schools participating, our companion schools, Loyola College Watsonia and St Ignatius College Geelong.
Oh,
come.
That's great. Yeah.
And we also have a number of girls' schools participating on the day. And we've got a lot of those schools are supporting us by providing extra marquees. So you might see a Loretto marquee with a Xavier stall underneath it, or a Strathcona marquee in place. So it's, that saves us on costs, because we you know, the other schools are generous in supporting us with their equipment.
That blend is really visible, I find, over the day, and it just adds this wonderful dimension. It is all about community in so many ways.
It's a community.
And we might come back just to also that community that works literally 12 months through the year, you know, and I perish to think when the jams start getting made and the relishes start getting made and yes. the things sorted, etc. So it is this quite incredible enterprise. But again, just to highlight the fact, given Xavier Simply hosts this, yes. and we welcome our entire community and lots of old Zavs back, lots of past parents back who have been engaged for decades around this. Our boarding community funds it. We'll come into some of these stalls, but. Absolutely, this is not about Xavier College. This is about the Society of Jesus. This is about Jesuit mission.
Yes.
And on that cue, why don't we throw it to you, Frank? Great having you on board. Welcome.
Thanks, Bill, and all. Yes, it's wonderful to have an opportunity to echo some of the words that our good rector, Father Chris, shared with staff and students at our recent assembly. But Jesuit mission does phenomenal work throughout Southeast Asia, but we've got a particular connection here at Xavier with Hazaribagh Province. Over 50 Jesuits have gone over to India to begin schools and other community outreach to work with those who unfortunately are not given, are not afforded the respect that they should otherwise be given because of the caste system there. And they've done phenomenal work in providing education, hope to those communities over decades. Seven of those 50 were old boys, and it's wonderful then for us to support their ongoing ministry. Some of them, they're in their 90s, but they're still working the mission fields, and they're still just as passionate as they were when they were younger men. And it's phenomenal that we can support them financially so that they can continue their ministry. Some of the schools that we visit, because one of our immersions is to India, and we go to some of the communities in Hazaribagh. So we continue the connection not only through our Maytime Fair fundraising, but also through connection and immersion.
Was I hearing things yesterday when Father Chris, did he say, I think it was a Father Lou Lachelle went there in the 20s or 30s. Are we going back that far?
Absolutely.
You talk about people who are 90, so it probably makes sense.
Yes, although I think he passed away in the mid 1990s.
Yeah.
But yes, absolutely. The connection goes back before any of us started here at Xavier. And it's wonderful to be able to perpetuate this beautiful tradition that we have of support, financial support, to be mindful of those who are living in circumstances very different to our own. And I think it might be 2 Corinthians. In fact, I know it is because I checked before the podcast.
Well done.
But, the Lord loves a cheerful giver. And yes, we're fundraising, but we're having a lot of fun. Hopefully everyone who's hearing this attends Maytime Fair. It's a wonderful occasion. You'll just see plenty of smiles, around the place, and children with face paint on, and the dodgem cars, the rides, the other bits and pieces. It's a wonderful occasion, and it's a phenomenal cause that we're supporting. Jesuit Mission continues to support these communities. We go and visit, and some of our students share their experiences and reflections at assemblies and other things. So it's not just this one event. Yes, it's an important event, but it also connects to other elements of life here at Xavier.
And a lovely segue here, Frank, because I'd love to bring Rainer into the player. He's our prefect for Jesuit Mission and obviously presented also yesterday, Rainer, so well at the assembly. But that stepping stone in here, we do have quite a purposefully placed rector's assembly where the background, the understanding, the depth of what we're on about here comes to light. And yeah. to one current boy, Josh Dolson, in year 12, speaking of his immersion experience in Thailand, and then Sam Noonan, known
great,
to many of us, and a former vice captain of the college, Sam now in his early 20s, grandson of the great Chris Callanan, and Sam came back and again shared his immersive experience with the Cardinair project. A number of years out of school, here he is, heading off in his beautiful suit into the city, but took two, three months out. And again, Frank, as you were speaking, it was the joy and the smiles on the Thai children's faces and his ability to invest into that and to understand it that was so memorable. So with that, Rainer, why don't we bring you into the piece? There was a great video that you also put together as we're talking about so many school students who engage here and engage beautifully. Certainly our Xaverian body is deeply engaged. So maybe just share a little bit of a light, on the student body and their and their efforts and energies into this great fair.
Thank you, Mr. Doherty. Yeah, it's been a lot of work getting into the flow of things. The Maytime Fair's definitely snuck up on us, but everyone's hard at work. We have the house presidents and all the students working through lunchtimes to prepare their house stalls. The prefects, they're hard at work getting the prefect stall ready. All the Mother's Day gifts are being packed.
Let's just put a shameless plug in here. So it's one of the great stalls, but the prefects will run the Mother's Day stall. And so for all of the young boys out there who are thinking and haven't maybe quite got themselves organised, that might surprise some, but be right up there yet. There is always fantastic gifts. So keep rolling. What else have we got?
So all, like, the entire school is being getting ready for Saturday. The rides are being set up. Students are, like, hard at work preparing their stalls. And I think it's just going great so far.
Yeah, well done.
And Wilbur, just I know you've got a couple of questions for Raina, but just before you do, what's it been like being the prefect for Jesuit Mission?
It's definitely been really busy. Like, we've had a lot to do setting up the videos for assembly, organising all the boys. I think that was really a challenge, getting the other prefects to get involved and get things done on time. But I think it's going pretty well. It's definitely a challenge, but I think I've tackled it, and Emil has tackled it pretty well too.
Okay, and you're not on your own, and I know that, and you're very generous with that, but there is a wonderful energy happening at the moment. Skipper, over to you.
Yeah, so Raina, I sort of just want to ask you about your experience going to the Maytime Fair as a participant rather than an organiser. I know you've taken a big role in this year with your prefect position, but take us sort of through a day in the life of someone who's going to the Maytime Fair, walking in the morning, what they can do, if there's some breakfast on offer that's usually pretty popular with the Old Zverians egg and bacon stall or something like that, and how do you move through your day as a student, say, in year 9 or 10, what's the best things to do?
So I've been attending the Maytime Fair for 3-4 years now, and whenever I've gone, it's always been really packed with a lot of things. So it might get a bit overwhelming at the start, but I'll go through some of the things you can do. So obviously there's food stalls, plenty around everywhere. You can get plenty to eat in the mornings, breakfast. Then if you head over to the Great Hall, there'll be tons of stalls, toy store, creative arts store, tons of things to purchase, look at some stuff. If you move through the Great Hall into the Rick Quad, there's tons of music, so they get some entertainment, more food. On the day also, the footy will be playing on the oval. So
I might just chip in there and say I think the soccer boys are on at 10 o'clock and then the first Aussie rules are on at 1 o'clock. But, yeah, there's sport pretty well all day.
Yeah.
And I think there's even a few houses are down, even in the sports centre, and doing some of their activities down there. So it really does merge around. Katrina, why don't we also throw over to you, and like Raina, you know this so well. Give us a little bit of a further guide into other things that are on.
I'll put the adult's perspective on it. I think that for the parents, the Burke Hall Cake Stall, which will be in the EPAC, or the Xavier Parents Association Jams and Chutneys will also be in the EPAC. And for people like yourself, Bill, there's the wine auction at midday that you can fit in before going to the footy.
Bill's fairly famous at that wine auction, is he not?
I'm not sure whether it's Bill or his wife, actually.
Yeah, it might be my wife, but a great spirit there just to kick things along. We sometimes get left with something that's in a bottle, but there's wonderful produce as well there. So.
And I think the other new stall that we've got this year, which might be of interest to some, is we've got the artist Mimovich in the Great Hall, in the EPAC. So this is her daughter, and she's done some of the religious art pieces around the school. So that's a bit of a different one for this year.
Correct. It is. It is great energy, Wilbur. I loved your question because it's just beautiful seeing all of the kids just pile in. You know, whether they be Zaverians, whether they be from Loretto or Sac or Genizano or Drysdale or Watsonia or Strathcona or any of the other girls. It's there's a wonderful buzz in.
Raina, I've got one more for you, and this is a really big question for the boys. Where is the dunking machine going to be? Because that's always one of the very popular ones.
Yeah, it's going to be right in the front of the school, just outside the main entrance. This show will be fun to see some of the big names get dunked, so yeah.
Note for self, Shane, avoid that area.
Are you not on the roster yet?
Well, I might be coaching at that time, so
but I never
stopped a good question. Wilbur, let's go back to you, buddy.
Yeah, I just had one around sort of the purpose. Like, we often speak about the why we do things at Xavier, not just what we do. So just drawing on what the whole purpose of Saturday is, like, obviously it's great fun. We're raising almost $100,000, but the purpose of the day is to build community and stuff like that within Xavier. But what's the broader purpose of the Jesuit mission, and just a little spiel about what the Jesuit mission does overseas and how our money is directly contributing to Jesuit works.
So why don't we go to Frank and then maybe Katrina as well here.
Yeah, thanks, Wilbur. I'm happy to jump in there and expand a little bit more on some of the thoughts that I shared earlier. But absolutely, this is really purposeful. And it's that beautiful combination of joy and also giving. So we don't begrudge parting ways with a few extra dollars more than we normally would for an egg and bacon roll, knowing that it's going to support these wonderful communities. And in some of the schools that run in Hazarabagh, we are talking about young people who would otherwise not get a meal were it not for the food that's provided in the schools where they attend. So it isn't just the fact that the Jesuits are providing these young people with an opportunity to gain an education and hopefully an aspiration for a hopeful future that's beyond what they could possibly attain on their own, but it's also meeting their immediate material needs. These are some of the poorest people in the world, and they are far from our shores, but we wouldn't want them to be sort of out of sight, out of mind. This is an opportunity for us to really call to mind that we are part of a global community. We are part of a Jesuit network that extends well beyond the shores of Australia, and it's a great privilege that we are in a position where we can have a great deal of fun, but then also provide some wonderful, much-needed support. But Katrina, you may have more to add.
I suppose one interesting fact people might be interested in is since the year 2000, the Maytime Fair has raised over $3 million. So that's just out of the Maytime Fair. And that money goes a long way to looking after those people we will never meet that, you know, are doing it tough and to make a big difference in their lives.
It is lovely, Katrina. I and that's why I value so much the assembly. That again, at Xavier, we seek depth, not just a superficial sort of sense of something occurring. And when the stories from the boys who have been there on the field, immersed in community, in relationship with these people, you can see 900 boys in the Great Hall leaning in and really processing what's been put in front of them. And it's interesting, you know, when that either the penny drops or the opportunity arrives or a few things, you know, coincide in life that enable boys to take a step forward. And Sam was incredibly generous during his school years, but then to think again through the Cardinet Network, and this is part of the great thoughtfulness of our Jesuit ministries, that he had a chance to connect back in again was very special, and the boys treasured it deeply.
Absolutely. And hopefully those who are listening to us are inspired to attend, but there will be some who can't. We have a boarding community. We have others who might be following us on ZavChat who aren't able to attend all the day. So I just want to give a shameless plug to the fact that we'll be going live on Instagram and on Facebook. So those who are unable to attend, to our parent community, you'll be able to access a lot of information about Maytime Fair through our new Xavier app. One of the tiles will be the Maytime Fair app, and you'll be able to access the program, the map, some information about our sponsors, and there's also a link there to donate directly to Jesuit Mission. So if there are some who are listening to us wherever they are and whenever they listen to this podcast and they're inclined to support the wonderful ministries and works of Jesuit Mission, they can find the information through the app, or perhaps if they wanted to, go directly to Jesuit Mission website and make a donation. And I believe there's even a raffle with some really wonderful prizes. It's going to be drawn in September of this year.
Yeah, so the Jesuit Mission raffle will be on sale by the students from Bellarmine House. So go and find them and buy yourself a raffle ticket.
Now, I don't want this question to sound too crass, but in the end, dollars help these people. So I think we've got to talk some dollars. And earlier in the year, there was some wonderful fundraising done around the Leukemia Foundation with the world's greatest shave, and I think the whole college was so proud. And then we look at the Maytime Fair, and my observation from afar, Katrina, would be that over a few years, while it continues to be a marvellous event, I would look and say $120,000 or $130,000 that's often raised is probably in 2025 not quite what it would get you, say, 5 years ago in 2020. And if you look at what it's been raising, it's sort of a bit of a flat line rather than a line that's going north. Can we talk to that? Because I know Rainer and Frank have also been giving some thought to ways that we can take that total a little higher. So I'm interested in everyone's response to that.
Yeah, you're right, Shane. It's it's a fact of life. It's the cost of living. Things money doesn't grow on trees, and we have costs that we incur to run the event. But we're also very grateful to our sponsors. So we've got a number of sponsors on board this year, of which are Xavier families. So we're very grateful for them for their financial support to help cover some of these costs.
Absolutely. And we are trying to innovate. So we welcome suggestions and thoughts and in input from anyone, but particularly from our parent community. I know it might be embarrassing to Rainer, but I've had a number of really productive conversations with his dad around potentially securing some additional sponsorship prior to the day. Once again, a shameless plug for our app. If we get a lot of traffic through that, that'll give us some numbers to put forward to potential business sponsors for 2026 to say, well, look, you know, we had all of this traffic go through the website, go through the app. Would you consider sponsoring and having a little banner on our webpage or on our app? And again, that wouldn't be, those proceeds wouldn't ever go to Xavier College. All of the proceeds for any of these initiatives will go directly to Jesuit Mission. So we are trying to find new ways of generating some funds for Jesuit Mission that's associated with Maytime Fair. Hopefully we get a lot of people on the day just buying perhaps an extra bottle of wine that they may not have intended to, or some more generous Mother's Day gifts than they otherwise would. But certainly if there are those who attend or are part of our community who've got ideas about how we could increase our contribution to Jesuit Mission, I'd really welcome them as Director of Faith and Service, and I'd be happy to facilitate and do my best to make them, to realise them as I have attempted to do this year.
And I think it's good to hear from Rainer on this one as well, because I was so impressed after the Jesuit Mission Mass a couple of months ago, the way you and your student group were thinking in terms of new ways, new innovations to take the Maytime Fair a step forward.
Yeah. There's definitely been like a bit of stagnation with the funds raised from Maytime Fair, which is why we've tried to promote a steady growth, so including new initiatives which help to promote growth, not just in this year, but the future. A big thing we've done, as Mr. Kamba mentioned, is the sponsorship. But one thing with that is we've tried to get sponsorship for the house stalls, because we found that a lot of parents have a stronger connection to their child's house rather than the whole school in total. So we've tried to go through the house system and phrase it as, oh, do you want to sponsor your son's or child's house stall? So try to a bit of a more emotional appeal to the parents, yeah.
And maybe answer. As we just try and bring this together, and I sense a little trip around the grounds coming soon, Wilbur, but there's so much we could talk about with the Maytime Fair. You were just mentioning the word emotion there, though, Raina, as well. And I there's a beautiful feeling every about 5 o'clock, you know, every at the end of every Maytime Fair, as you go full circle here, and the stalls are beginning to sort of pack up, and the deeds have been done for the day. But there's this incredible inner glow that you get of a community that's come together and that's enjoyed relationship together and has enjoyed doing something special, Frank, as you're talking about joy and fun and engagement and kids having, you know, a lovely time on rides and all the 10 houses all having, you know, done their little bit, etc. And hopefully first day having had a victory as well, and all the little things which add to it. But at the end of the day, you're left with this wonderful glow of what a privilege it is to be part of this community, this Xavier community, this wider Jesuit series of ministries.
Yeah. No, well said,
it's a real privilege, and I will say also throughout the day there's four masses that are offered, and the day concludes with a mass of thanksgiving. So it's a great day,
Bill. I sense it's that time. Oh, it's nice to be able to say it again. Here's Wilbur.
Yeah, cheers, Heels. So last week, students came back to the campus on Wednesday. And yeah, so much buzz around the halls after a rejuvenation, I'd say, break after term one. And yeah, so we had our Anzac commemorative service that week. And then we also had an Anzac Day Mass for the Oldsvarians this coming week.
And the chapel weekend. Was close enough to full.
It was amazing, Heels, yeah. And then we also had the first round of APS sport for the first teams. It'd be remiss of me not to mention our great win against Scotch in the AFL that Mr. Doherty spoke on earlier. Yeah, that was a wonderful day for Xavier. It's sort of the support and the playing all resembled a lot of what it means to be a Xavierian.
And Wilbur, I might kick in there as you just gather yourself for your last few. I love how you just did all roll. No one can see Wilbur doing this. There's not a note in sight. It just goes boom. He knows this college so well. But I thought on the field, amazing from our boys, but off the field, amazing from our boys. And watching, Wilbur, you and your supporters tunnel in. There would have been a tunnel that went 70 metres when, you know, heads were down. They were, 45 points down or whatever it was heading into half time. And to walk through a tunnel of your fellow Xavierians into the sheds, well, dude, didn't they bounce back out of them? And wow. And on it went. But the boys off the field, immaculate in their uniforms, they really they cheered positively, lots of passion. It was an incredible game, but on and off the field was a real triumph.
Yeah, you're spot on, Bill. And I just talk about the Red and Black Army, as they like to be called. They were a real 19th man at this football game. The noise they were making must have been so inspiring.
Sorry, Wilbur.
There's some testament from on the field. As what you've just said, Heels, it was, yeah, a lot of them have said it. It is a 19th man, and, yeah, they said they wouldn't have won without us. So.
That's interesting.
Yeah. That sort of takes me to my next point. On Wednesday, so yesterday, we had our great assembly that we've spoke about today. Sort of Sam Noonan spoke, and he created the phrase, never leave a Xavier on the deck. So that sort of ties into our win on the weekend. I think it's dips both into never leaving anyone on a Xavier on the deck and our community on the deck in terms of those overseas and the marginalised countries and stuff like that, and also our 19th man on the field. So, yeah, you can sort of dip that theme into many, many different places. But, yeah, today we've also got a voluntary mass. Angus Lee is delivering his reflection for the first one of Term 2, which is an absolute highlight of what it means to be a Xavierian at Xavier. I'm sure we'll pack out the chapel for that. And then, obviously, tomorrow there'll be huge preparations for the Maytime Fair. And on Saturday, obviously, the Maytime Fair just, yeah, embodies so much of what Xavier is, the history of Xavier, and, yeah, brings out the best in all of us, I think. So get down.
Some other event happening on Saturday around the nation, but anyway, just a little friendly reminder to do that at some stage,
We'll go up to Burke Hall, to the Burke polling booth.
Correct. That would be a great one for anyone. So obviously you've got a sausage sizzle, as is the great tradition around most polling stations on Saturday as well. So that's greater support in there.
So as we wind up, Katrina and Frank and Rainer, if you want to chip in, just a few basic details about Saturday. What time? Do things get rolling? What time does it finish? Any other little admin items that you'd like to throw in?
So the fair starts at 9 o'clock, officially kicks off at 9. The rides start at 11, so that's important for the younger generation. We might set a record for what time the Burke Hall cake stall sells out this year. We'll wait and see on that one. The rides go until 4 and the day concludes at 4, and the final mass, as Bill mentioned, is at 5:30. So we'd love to see as many people there.
Oh, great Zav chat. And yeah, get along to the Maytime Fair. It's just one of the great events of the year. Rainer, Frank and Katrina, thank you so much for joining us today. And, good luck for just a great day. And I think God's been good to us. I think you've been saying a few prayers, Katrina.
I think I've had a team to support me to do that.
Oh, again, here and upstairs. So there we go.
So there we go. Maytime Fair, be part of it. And we've got some wonderful podcasts and editions of Zav Chat coming your way over term two as the cooler weather starts to seep in. But it's been a wonderful Zav Chat, and we'll talk to you again 7 days hence.